John, I had a young couple come in the other day, and they lost their engagement ring.
Ooh.
I had just done an insurance replacement value appraisal. They took a vacation and went to the ocean, and while she was swimming, the ring fell off her finger.
Ooh, and we warn them about these things all the time. It's your hands are going to shrink in the cold, and that ring's just going to slide right off. Oh, how many times have you heard this?
I've heard it too many times. It's heartbreaking, which is one of the reasons why we're addressing the issue.
Right. But
wearing jewelry while doing sports is a little precarious anyway, and especially when you're wearing jewelry to the beach or poolside.
Yeah, well, newlyweds don't want to take that ring off. I mean, it's a symbol. I mean, you just got married. It just means so much to me. Take it off, for God's sakes.
I know. And most people now that... This girl actually had a rose gold mounting, and we had talked about rose gold before.
Well, the rose gold is, especially with the salt water, it gets attacked, and it's not good for it. It makes crumbly.
That's because the copper is what makes it pink.
Right. So you don't want to be wearing that in salt water.
Well, you don't want to wear any of your jewelry in salt water, and you certainly don't want to wear it poolside either, because it will just not hold up to the harsh chemicals that we use in swimming pools to keep them clean.
And some of the newer substitutes for chlorine or bromines, they're actually even worse.
Oh, boy.
So please don't think that you're getting away with anything. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, I think here the warning is, don't wear your jewelry to the beach. Don't wear it in chlorinated water. Put it somewhere safe
and
go back.
Don't clean things with your jewelry on.
Right. That's the other thing, too. A lot of people don't put on gloves, and they need to do that as well when they're using household chemicals.
Right. And isn't there some stuff in some, like, sunscreen that's not good for rings?
Right. Well, basically, any of the chemicals, you know, in bug sprays, lotions, sunscreens, all pose a problem for jewelry if left unchecked and not cleaned off.
Right. And it's cumulative, too, right?
Yes.
All right, then.
Okay. Good to talk to you, John.
Thank you, Virginia. Bye for now.
Bye.